Hello, Newt.
Boy, I'm telling you, this modern science is something else, isn't it?
It is indeed.
You got all these great things happening there. You got human parts, bionic parts. Is that what they call them? Hello, Shirley.
Yes,
honey. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, lady. I'm
working?
I'm trying to figure out what you're talking about.
Well, don't figure out what I'm talking about. I said, isn't that what they call those parts that they put on there that are not yours?
Uh-huh.
That they made out of machinery, right?
I think that's true.
Bionic?
Bionics.
You're a news person. You're supposed to know these things. And I just asked somebody that's supposed to know these things.
Okay.
That's all. Bionic. That's
bionic.
All I want. Okay.
Yes.
I just wanted to know. That's all. Simple little thing like that, and you're trying to sit here and figure it out, make it complicated. That's another. It's like a pacemaker, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what
yeah.
a pacemaker is?
Yes.
Okay, a pacemaker.
Make paces.
Well, anyway, I was going to tell people about my uncle's pacemaker, Shirley, but I'm not going to do it now. It's 4 minutes past six. 6:04 on WKLO. Good morning. So I asked Mama. I said, Mama, would you let me play a song for you this morning? And Mama said, yeah. So, Mama, I got a song for you from WKLO, Lee Gray, and the song is love. KLO with Lee Gray for you. The song is love. The words and the music getting it together for you. It's 67 degrees, going to a high today in the upper 70s, right around the 80-degree mark. And we got a chance of some widely scattered showers for today, later on anyway, and an unsatisfactory air pollution index also. So it's not all that great with the weather, but it's not all that bad because it's not raining yet. But then with unsatisfactory pollution, we want it to rain. So we have a conflicting thing here, but hopefully... You are going to get up this morning, aren't you? Come on, let's go.
Oh, you better not do that, baby, because my face don't need any more punches.
67 degrees, going to high today, around 80, so with a thundershower likely. So have yourself a great day and be prepared. It's 11 past 6.
I love you.
Baby, it was in my destiny to fall for you. I love you. It's 13 past 6, 6:13 on KLO. Good morning.
I guess my wife has had a green thumb all her life.
So there
Ryan
you are.
Brings you home again.
Are you planning to spend another winter in that apartment? Visit Penn Run and see Ryan Homes priced as low as $28,000. Check your newspaper for details. Equal housing opportunity.
So there you are, your Ryan home. Settling close. At 14 minutes past 6, listening to KLO.
Good morning, morning.
Morning, Glory. Nice that you're with each other like that. 17 past 6 now. It's 6:17 on WKLO. You are going to get up this morning, aren't you? Uh-huh. A thundershower likely today. High somewhere around 83. Currently 67. Good morning. Add life to your free Mexican holiday. And the next time you hear our little amigo say ole, be the fifth caller at 587-9550. And you're going to get it from WKLO. Paul Williams. Morning. I'll be moving on. You better get moving. 21 minutes past 6. And speaking of Community Club Awards, fellows and ladies and everybody, the WKLO Community Club Awards training meeting will be today at 10 o'clock at Stouffer's Louisville Inn. Community Club Awards, or CCA, as the campaign is often called, has long been a fixture among Kentucky's more involved and active civic, religious, fraternal, social, and charitable organizations. And Ms. Bonnie Miles, WKLO CCA director, says that several representatives of over 175 Louisville area nonprofit organizations are expected to be in attendance this morning. Anyone with an affiliation to a nonprofit organization is welcome to be in attendance and represent their group. Ms. Miles will chair the meeting today, and that'll be at 10 o'clock at Stouffer's Louisville Inn. Good morning. High today around 63. High to you. Currently at 67 degrees with Lee Gray on WKLO at 6:23. 23 minutes past 6 o'clock as we look at it through the eyes of little children. Listen. From WKLO, Larry John Wilson reminding us to look at life like through the eyes of little children. And speaking of eyes, the 7th annual Help the Lion Sight Conservation Candy Days will be conducted tomorrow and Saturday by the Lions Club of Kentucky. The Candy Days help to support the Kentucky Lions Eye Foundation and the eye care and glasses programs of the 9 Lions Club in the Louisville area. So get yourself some sweets and be sweet at the same time. Help out the Lions Club of Kentucky's Candy Days, their Lions Sight Conservation Candy Days.
At 27 past 6, it's 6:27 with Lee Gray. Good morning.
This is Shirley Smith, KLO News.
How you feeling this morning, Shirley?
I feel very good this morning.
Boy, I'm glad to hear that. I feel super this morning. I feel so good. I feel like Dolly Parton's doctor. It's 6:33, 27 till 7. Well, we know what his bionic part is, don't we? It's 6:36, 24 minutes till 7 with Lee Gray. Good morning. 67 degrees now, a little bit on the warm and muggy side. Even got some unacceptable air out there. But we'll probably have it washed away because we have some thundershowers likely sometime today, so be forewarned. I should be around 83. Are you going to get up this morning or what? And Grant has got the WKLO heavy Chevy van. It's beautiful, too. It's 6:37, 23 minutes till 7 on WKLO. Morning. Gitchigumi, the legend come to me. And then the Edmund Fitzgerald, actually, that sounds like it happened a long time ago, but it was just recently that the Edmund Fitzgerald disappeared out there on the Great Lakes. It's 6:44, 16 minutes till 7 on WKLO with Lee Gray. Hi there. You can be assured of a good day, as long as you keep it on KLO. The weather is going to be, moderately okay, with thundershowers likely today. High should be 83. Currently, for Shively, St. Matthews, New Albany, and Louisville. I have 67 degrees in Norman Collins, if you please. You are my starship. At 16 till 7... At any time, you are my starship. That's Norman Connors, and that's for you. Good morning from WKLO at 6:49. 11 comes 7. You are going to get up this morning, aren't you? Carlotta Allen got up and was the correct caller when she heard our little amigo buddy say ole, and Carlotta Allen gets herself a case of Coca-Cola, Sprite, or Tab, and becomes eligible for that trip to Mexico. Flying down there on Eastern Airlines, going to Mexico City, Acapulco, Toxco, having $100 spending money from the Coca-Cola Bottling Company, all kinds of good things happening there. And it could be that Carlotta Allen will win it, or it could be that you'll win it. Your chance to become eligible, win that case of Coca-Cola, Sprite, or Tab can happen at any moment, right here on WKLO. You got quite welcome. Well, I tell you, remember when he came to town? What a great show he put down. Peter Frampton at 10 minutes till 7 on KLO. KLO with Lee Gray, Peter Frampton for you, because, baby, I love your waves. Mighty fine, mighty fine. It's 6:55, 5 minutes till 7, and time for us to honor the unheralded person in our economy and our system, and that is the working girl. For all my working girls this morning, don't rush your little pretty self, you hear? I mean, you got plenty of time to get there at 5 minutes till 7. You got a whole lot of time. If you don't rush anyway, because I'll explain to the boss for you, all right? I'll tell him in a few minutes. I say, now, she may be a little bit late today, but don't you worry about it, because she'll be there, and you need her, all right? So in the meantime, just relax for a second. There you go. And before you pull on your pantyhose and get everything all put together, why don't you close your eyes for a minute and listen to something especially for you. If you want to. All right. Now, it's 67 degrees, and we're going up to a high of 83. We might have a thundershower. So take along something to keep the rain on. And listen to this. It's just for you. Hope today is the best day you've ever had. That's just for you. Chicago, if you leave me now, you'll need to know that traffic is moderate, moving well in Beutel, Fairdale, Fern Creek, and Okolona. Traffic on the Waterson Expressway is getting heavy, especially eastbound in the area of Dixie Highway to Southern Parkway. Westbound on the Waterson, traffic is heavy, but moving very well. In baseball, in the National League, the Cincinnati Reds defeated Houston 3-0. Pittsburgh got Philadelphia 6-1. Things are getting close over in that division. And San Francisco defeated Los Angeles, 1-0 in 11 innings. New York's New York's Mets defeated the Chicago Cubs 11-5. New York is a strange town, you know. They name all their sports teams Mets, Nets, all kinds of things. It's really strange. New York is strange in other ways, too. Montreal defeated St. Louis twice, 7-5 and 8-7. In the American League, California defeated Kansas City 2-0. Chicago White Sox over Oakland, 6-5. The Yankees defeated Milwaukee 8-0. Baltimore defeated Cleveland 3-1, but then who doesn't? Boston defeated Detroit 4-3, and Minnesota over Texas 3-1. And that game was called after 7 innings because of rain. A federal judge in Washington has declared the National Football League's college draft is illegal. However, the judge suggested Commissioner Pete Rozelle and the owners might come up with alternatives that could pass legal standards. Defending champion Manuel Orentes and Wimbledon champion Bjorn Borg will meet in the last of the men's quarterfinals at the U.S. Open Tennis Championships in Forest Hills today. The other quarterfinal pits Ilie Natassi against Dick Stockton. Defending champion Jack Nicklaus heads the field for the $200,000 World Open Golf Tournament, which begins today in Pinehurst, North Carolina. Fans who are going to the Kentucky's opening football game this Saturday may think that Mascot has suited up when they get a look at Gil Fouché at split end. At 5'8" and 160 pounds, Fouché is the smallest player on the UK squad. But the Lexington Tate's Creek product has been so impressive with his pass catching that coach Fran Kersey may start him Saturday ahead of last year's regular Randy Burke, who's been slowed by a thigh injury. The Wildcats open Saturday afternoon against Oregon State in Lexington. Go Cats! Latonia Racecourse in Northern Kentucky opens its 25-day fall meeting tonight under the direction of Vice President Dave Vance. Now, you remember Dave Vance. He used to be the general manager of the Kentucky Colonels. Well, he is now the vice president of Latonia Racecourse, and they'll be opening up there right across from Cincinnati tonight. Latonia will feature the $10,000 added 6-furlong inaugural stakes tonight. My Native Land has drawn top weight of 121 pounds in the field of 9 probable starters for the inaugural stakes. And by the way, our congratulations to Dave Vance upon being named vice president of the Latonia Racecourse. Freshman Stu Stram made a strong bid last night for the starting quarterback position at the University of Louisville by firing 3 touchdown passes in an inter-squad game at Fairgrounds Stadium. Stram is the son of Hank Stram, head coach of the New Orleans Saints and former coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. The younger Stram has been running second string behind Roy Sager, a junior college transfer from Texas. Harness racing resumes in Louisville tonight at Louisville Downs after 2 off nights since the Labor Day program. The track will offer a 10 race card beginning at 7:30 tonight. And Shirley, that's sports.
Thank you. Here in Louisville.
Well, today is Thursday, September 9th, the 253rd day of 1976. And if you're born on this date, happy birthday to you. You were born under the sign of Virgo, or whatever that's worth. On this day in 1776, the Second Continental Congress officially changed the American nation's name from the United Colonies to the United States. And on September 9th in 1943, American and British troops from North Africa invaded Italy at Salerno. In 1969, on September 9th, 83 persons were killed when a jetliner and a small plane collided in flight near Indianapolis. In 1971, on September 9th, more than 1,000 convicts took over the state prison at Attica, New York, and held 35 convicts hostage. 4 days later, 28 convicts and 9 hostages were killed as state police retook the prison. The WKLO Community Club Awards training meeting will be this morning at 10 o'clock at Stouffer's Louisville Inn. Community Club Awards, or CCA as the campaign is officially called and often called, has long been a fixture among Kentucky's more involved and active civic, religious, fraternal, social, and charitable organizations. Miss Bonnie Miles, WKLO CCA director, says that several representatives of over 175 Louisville area nonprofit organizations are expected to be in attendance. Anyone with an affiliation to a nonprofit organization is welcome to be in attendance and represent their group this morning at 10 o'clock at Stouffer's Louisville Inn, the WKLO Community Club Awards training meeting. The Metropolitan Kiwanis Club, Randy Nordhoff, acting director of the Louisville office of the United Service Organization, will speak at Howard Johnson's restaurant. That's at 100 East Jefferson, and that'll be at 7:45. The Louisville Open Spaces Advisory Committee regular meeting will be at the Riverfront Conference Room on the Belvedere at 8 o'clock this morning. JB Speed Art Museum, Elizabeth Sterling will present a slideshow and talk about trips to Europe and the Eastern United States at the museum at 2035 South 3rd Street. Admission is charged for that. That'll be at 10:30 this morning. The Downtown Rotary Club has Mary Caldwell, whose column, The Louisville Way, appears in the Louisville Times, will speak at the Holiday Inn Rivermont on Zorn Avenue at Interstate 71 at around noontime. City County Planning and Zoning Commission, Land Development and Transportation Committee of the Commission will meet in the conference room of the 9th floor of the Fiscal Court Building. And the Louisville JCs, Mr. Alan M. Steinberg, Director of the Preservation Alliance, will speak at Masterson's at 1830 South 3rd, and that'll be at 6 o'clock tonight. The Douglas Community Center is going to have a beginning sewing class. This is for adults who would like to learn how to sew and can't. It starts at 7:30, and it's free. If you're 18 through 29, then the Veterans Administration Hospital needs you. They need volunteers there in the Recreation Therapy Program. For more information, you can call the Voluntary Action Center at 583-2821. And Latonia opens tonight up there in Florence, and Louisville Downs reopens here in Louisville. Those are the things that are happening around town.
A school bus.
I was just thinking about drinking 1,500 gallons of wine. There's an accident reported on the eastbound...
That would do it.
Yes, it would. There's an accident reported on the eastbound Watterson near Southern Parkway. Traffic was already bumper to bumper in that area, so you can expect a backup there now from Southern Parkway to about Manslick Road, and that's on the eastbound Watterson near Southern Parkway. It's going to be blocked off. You can avoid the area if you haven't yet gotten there. If not, maybe you want to have your lunch early this morning. In the Okolona area, traffic is very heavy around the Outer Loop and Preston Highway, so what's new? Otherwise, traffic is moving very well in Okolona. On the westbound Watterson, traffic is slow-moving and heavy around Taylorsville Road. Otherwise, things are moving pretty good.
The Kentucky chapter of the National Bar Association, a group of black attorneys, is starting up a program of monitoring suspension of black students from Jefferson County schools. They'll be holding a news conference later today to announce all the details. Repeating the top news story once again, Chairman Mao Zedong has died. He's been in bad health for several months now. He was 82, and he died yesterday around noon. The debate over the medical value of vitamin C raged on. That's been a look at the news this Thursday morning. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 7 with a look at all the important things that happened between now and then. This is Shirley Smith, and it's 7:29.
Do you want to hear about my uncle's pacemaker or not?
Oh, do tell.
Earlier this morning, I brought up the subject of my uncle's pacemaker, and Shirley showed a remarkable lack of interest in it.
Now, Lee, that's not true.
I just want to report that my uncle's pacemaker is working very well.
I'm very glad to hear that.
He does have one little problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
Every time he sneezes, the garage door opens. 7:29 on WKLO with Lee Gray. Good morning. A little haze around here. The air is kind of polluted today, so try not to breathe too deeply. Might have some thunder showers to wash that all away later on, though, and that's good news. High today should be around 83. High to you, it's 67 now. WKLO, it's 7:28. No, it's not either. It's 7:32. That's what it is. 7:32. 28 minutes till 8. Thank you, Mickey. Hut, hut, hut. Hey, come on, you Kentucky Wildcats. Defeat those Oregon guys this Saturday. If you're trying to get to work and defeat the Blues, traffic is moving very well in St. Matthews, Crescent Hill, and Linden area. There's already an early buildup of traffic in the Spaghetti Junction area, though, and that's where the three expressways come together in the downtown area, in case you weren't aware of that. Expect to move slower in the area of the 3rd Street exit ramp off of I-71 and 64. There's very heavy traffic on those expressways moving toward the ramp. It should be there for about, another 5 minutes or so. Have yourself a good day. Drive carefully. 27 minutes till 8. Coke, add life to your free Mexican holiday. The next time you hear our little amigo say ole, you be the fourth caller at 587-WKLO. That's 587-9550. The next time you hear our little buddy say ole. 26 minutes till 8, 67 degrees, going to a high of 83. Could have a thunder shower likely, and we're looking forward to it to wash away the pollution area. I can dig it. Hey, hello. That's the way it used to be. You had to lay it between the lines before the radio would play it. Ain't that way anymore. Things have changed. It's 7:37, 23 minutes till 8 o'clock on WKLO with Lee Gray. Hi there. Ann Grant of Louisville won the WKLO 76 customized heavy Chevy van yesterday morning, and this morning she's very happy. I hope you are, too. It's 22 minutes till 8, 7:38. I got something that'll make you happy. Elvis. It's called the American Trilogy. It's also called Great. That's Elvis on WKLO for you. You're welcome. With Lee Gray at 7:43, 17 minutes till 8 o'clock. Traffic in southern Indiana is moving very well in the three-city area of Jeffersonville, New Albany, and Clarksville. That's great. Southbound on I-65 from Sellersburg, traffic is moving with no problems. Got a little bit of a delay over in the Spaghetti Junction area, especially coming off of I-71 and 64 onto the 3rd Street ramp, and that's about the only real problem we have for you this morning. I had a problem when I was a little bit younger. My dad sat me down one time. I don't know if this has happened to you or not, but he sat me down and he told me about the birds and the bees. It did happen to you, huh? Well, anyway,
I got all confused about it. You know, he was explaining about pollen and, you know, and all those kind of things like that. Anyway, he was telling me about the birds and the bees, and I was very confused and didn't know what to... But I wasn't as confused as what happened later, though. The bird got very confused later on. It was very...
In the silence...
On KLO.
Away.
Bobby Goldsboro.
And I see you...
Renee Hoffman just won our WKLO case of Coca-Cola, Sprite, or Tab and become eligible for the trip to Mexico. See, things are going to change for Renea. She said, I'm never lucky, but she was just then. Got herself a case of Coca-Cola, Sprite, or Tab. And you can be our next winner. Just keep it on WKLO where the good things are.
What a happy day.
What a Oh, it's 12 minutes till 8 o'clock, 7:48 on WKLO with Lee Gray. Gonna have a great day. A little air pollution around, but that might get washed away if Peter the Meter Reader prognosticating precipitation is accurate. He says some thunder showers are likely for today, so be prepared for that and be prepared to breathe a little bit easier. High today should be around 83. High to you. Currently for Shively, Jeffersonville, and Louisville, I have 67 degrees. That's 12 minutes till 8 on KLO.
It's not
Keith Carradine. Academy Award-winning song, I'm Easy, an adequate description of Gary Major. It's 7:52, 8 minutes till 8. 8 till 8, the time natural. And naturally enough, you're with Lee Gray on WKLO. Thanks for coming along. We've got some thunder showers in the forecast for today. A possibility of them very high. High should be around 83 as far as the temperature is concerned. It's 67 degrees now. We have a little air pollution around, but perhaps those thunder showers, if they do occur, will wash it away. You might want to avoid driving today. It would help out in keeping the pollution level down. Might want to get on one of those buses. Coaches. Speaking of that heavy traffic, on northbound 7th Street, traffic is very heavy from Arcade to Central Avenue. Eastbound on the Waterson, traffic is virtually standing still from Dixie Highway to Southern Parkway. An earlier accident on the eastbound Waterson near Southern Parkway has been cleared, but it's left a backup that's really slowing traffic. Stay out of that area if you can. That's from Dixie Highway to Southern Parkway, eastbound on the Waterson. Otherwise, things are moving along pretty good this morning. It's 7 minutes till 8 now, 7:53 on WKLO with Lee Gray and Neil Diamond for you. Don't think, feel. That's Neil Diamond on WKLO. That song always reminds me of Gary Major. I don't know why, though. Gary Major's our guy on from 10 to 3 every day on WKLO, and he doesn't think. He feels quite. As a matter of fact, Gary Major has sown wild oats, and is still sowing them, as a matter of fact. He sold so many wild oats that he could make a deal with Russia. It's 3 minutes till 8 now, 7:57 on WKLO, and the WKLO Community Club Awards training meeting will be this morning at 10 o'clock at Stouffer's, Louisville Inn. If you have an affiliation to a non-profit organization, you're welcome to be attendance and represent your group. That's at 10 o'clock this morning, Stouffer's, Louisville Inn, for the WKLO Community Club Awards training meeting. Of course, all of the rest of you have been contacted by Bonnie Miles. You'll be over there, I know that. 67 degrees, going to a high today of 83, could have a shower.
KLO News.
And now, Shirley.
And now what?
As a public service, we present the Lee Gray sobriety test.
Oh.
10 surefire ways to tell if you're smashed.
Okay.
You know you've had a few too many if you put a lampshade on your head and then stick your hand into a wall socket to get some light.
Okay, wouldn't work, would it?
Or if you wake up in a strange motel in a strange town wearing someone else's underwear. Or if you wake up in a strange hospital with a vague memory of calling Muhammad Ali a sissy to his face.
That could present some problems.
Or you wake up in a strange kennel at the Happy Holidays Pet Motel. Or if a policeman asks you to blow up a balloon and you do so by throwing a Molotov cocktail at it. Or if you wake up inside your refrigerator where you've spent the night trying to discover if the light ever comes on when the door is closed. Or if the next day your minister thanks you for donating 75% of your next year's salary to the church's new home for unwed chess players. Or if you wake up in the produce section of a local supermarket and some woman is squeezing your nose to see if it's fresh. Or if you have to steam iron your tongue before you can talk. Or if you holler, "Drinks for everyone, on me," and you're at the Super Bowl. Those are the 10 surefire ways to tell if you're smashed.
Okay, how did you fare on those?
I passed all of them.
I did, too.
Well, that's really good. It's nice to have somebody around here who's sober for a change.
Yay!
WKLO with Lee Gray, Linda Ronstadt. That'll be the day. Woo-hoo! It's 8:10 now, 8:10 on WKLO. You've really come apart out there in the traffic, all you people are driving. Traffic is very heavy in the Spaghetti Junction area, slow-moving coming into the downtown area. That accident on northbound I-65 near Crittenden Drive is still with us, tying things up over there. And east and westbound on the Waterson Expressway, approaching I-65, traffic is still bumper to bumper. What happened to y'all? Anyway, you're doing so good there for a while. It's 8:10, 8:10 on WKLO, got 69 degrees, going to a high of 83. A few little pollutions here and there, but we have a chance of some thundershowers likely today, and that'll probably wash it all away. As you listen to Paul, y'all, and Linda, and Rob, and all of Wings. Wings from their Wild Life album, Love is Strange. Wings, that's Paul McCartney and Linda McCartney. For those of you who claim that Linda couldn't carry a tune in a bucket, here's a picture of Linda with the group. That's her on the right, holding the bucket.
Hey, Wolfman.
Play for Mickey. Sticky. It's going to be kind of like that today. 8:16 now. 8:16 on WKLO. We've got 69 degrees. We'll get up to a kind of muggy high of 83. However, we're expecting some thundershowers. Maybe that'll make things just a little bit better. Traffic is very heavy in the Spaghetti Junction area coming into downtown Louisville. The accident on northbound I-65 near Crittenden is still with us and tying things up there. East and westbound on the Waterson approaching I-65. Traffic is still bumper to bumper. Drive carefully, y'all. 8:16 on WKLO, where there is love. Gathered in this name, there is love on WKLO. Just a reminder for you, 8:20, 8:20, with 69 degrees, going to a high of 83 today, and a chance of a shower. Really listen to the songs I play. If you don't, you miss a lot of the significance of the things I say. Thought I'd remind you of that. You probably already know it, though. Now, the Dean of Louisville Radio lets you in on a little subtleties of what's happening inside.
Want to ask me a question?
$100 cash. You must be 18 years old or accompanied by an adult to take the trip. Keep it on KLO and let Coke add life to your free Mexican holiday. Now, listen here. The next time you hear our little amigo buddy say, Olé, you be the fifth caller at 587-WKLO, and I'm going to give you a case of Coca-Cola, Sprite, or Tab, and make you eligible for the Mexico trip on WKLO. With Lee Gray, you are my love. That accident on northbound I-65 near Crittenden Drive has been cleared, but the heavy traffic that's been backed up in that area because of the accident is now moving up I-65. So traffic is very heavy on into the downtown area on I-65. Expect a delay. In Shively, Valley Station, and Old Kelowna, traffic is moving with no delays. Good morning, Charlie.
This is Charlie.
K-L-O. 69 degrees. Going to 83. Could have a thundershower today. So be prepared. It's Tony Joe for you.
All right.
It must be love. That must be Tony Joe White. Nobody else can sing like that. 8:27 now. 8:27 on WKLO. Good morning.
Ask your friends.
Could have a thundershower today. Wash away some of that pollution. That's good news. I should be 83. It's 69 now on KLO.
Hello, yes.
This is Shirley Smith, KLO News.
Shirley,
mm-hmm.
I've got some good news and some bad news for you.
Let's have the bad first.
No, I'm going to tell you the good news first.
Okay.
I'd like to start off on a positive foot. The good news is that Ike Smith is on vacation, and that's very good news for him.
Yes.
And the bad news is he won't be back.
Ever?
Well, maybe eventually he'll be back, sure. The reason I say it's bad news is because I know that you have to do his shift while he's gone.
Uh-huh.
And it's also for his sake that it's bad news. You see, what happened was the police got hold of Ike.
Oh, they did.
Yes, and they charged him with an 804.
An 804?
Yes.
What is an 804?
An 804 is when the police charge a subject with indecent exposure while trying to put out a fire in his wastebasket. It's 8:34. 8:34. That's Dr. Hook. And a little bit more. On WKLO with Lee Gray. I will not discuss that song. One thing I will not discuss on the air is sex. Sex belongs in the home. However, Gary Major will be happy to come over to your home and discuss it. WKLO with Lee Gray and a song for the asking. Just for you. Listen, and I will play all the love I hold inside. On WKLO with Lee Gray, a song for the asking. At 20 minutes to 9, 8:40. Looks like a good day. High should be around 83. A little bit of pollution in the air, but we're expecting some thunder showers today. Probably wash that away. Watch out that you don't get washed away. Like what happened up there on the shores of Gitche-Gumee. Wouldn't want to happen to me or you.
The legend lives.
That's the story of the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Didn't happen that long ago. Gordon Lightfoot singing it for you at 8:46, 14 till 9. There'll be something happening this morning at 10 o'clock. The WKLO Community Club Awards training meeting will be today at 10 a.m. at Stouffer's, Louisville Inn. Community Club Awards, or CCA as the campaign's often called, has been long a fixture among Kentucky's more involved and active civic, religious, and fraternal, and social, and charitable organizations, and I say the more involved and active ones, like yours. Bonnie Miles, the WKLO CCA director, says that several representatives of over 175 Louisville-area nonprofit organizations are expected to be in attendance, and you're invited to be in attendance. Anyone with an affiliation to a nonprofit organization is welcome to be in attendance and represent their group. That'll be at 10 o'clock this morning at Stouffer's, Louisville Inn. Come on out. You're cordially invited.
Today, there's a way you...
From WKLO. 12 minutes to 9. 8:48. With Lee Gray, the story of Mr. Bojangles.
The new man Bojangles, going to dance.
So Cheryl Watkins. Cheryl won herself a case of Coke, Sprite, or Tab. But she was the correct caller when she heard our little buddy say Olé. Cheryl Watkins is also eligible to win that trip to Mexico. And that would be reason to dance. Do the Spanish Fandango or something like that. Cheryl Watkins, our latest winner. You could be our next one at any moment on WKLO. Good morning. It's 8:52, 8 minutes to 9. We're right here on WKLO, where you'll never be lonely because your friends are here. It's 4 minutes to 9, 8:56 with Lee Gray, friend. 69 degrees now, going to a high of 83. Have yourself a great Thursday, this 9th of September. Could have some thunder showers around, so be prepared for that. Don't want you to get wet on.
In Lexington, it's 67 now. Bowling Green, 69. Here in Louisville, 70. This is Shirley Smith, KLO News.
Hey, Shirley.
Oh, yes, Lee.
Thanks a whole lot. I really appreciate all you've done for us this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to wish you good luck this afternoon when you cover, as play-by-play announcer, the Greater Louisville Long Distance Chess Tournament. Good luck with that. 5 minutes
Thanks.
Past... You're welcome. 5 minutes past nine now. It's 9:05 on WKLO with Lee Gray in Chicago. WKLO with Lee Gray, Chicago, for you at 9:09. If you leave me now, I'm just gonna come apart. I mean, darling, you're all I ever had. Darling, you were all that I had.
You threw it all away.
And I woke up this morning and I realized it was only a bad dream that you were right there with me on WKLO, and it was a great day. I mean, great.
This is my daddy.
Thank you, son. You be a good boy today. David's going to have a birthday on Saturday. He's going to be 4 years old. He went out and got a haircut for it, you know. Yeah, of course, Michael had a haircut, too.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, Mike. How you
doing? Mike.
I know that's your name. I love you, son. You be good. And both of you, David, Michael, and all the children, listen.
He's around here.
Grab your daddy by his hand and take him to your secret hiding place. Let him come inside. He'll never tell your secret. Trust my heart and hope to God. 18 past 9, 9:18 on WKLO with Lee Gray. Thinking about you every now and then. No, all the time. I tell you what I'm going to do. The next time you hear our little amigo buddy say olé, you be the fifth caller at 587-9550. That's the fifth caller at 587-WKLO. The next time you hear our little amigo buddy say olé, and I'm going to give you a case of Coca-Cola, Sprite, or Tab. WKLO, all Skaggs. Lee Gray. Got the lowdown for you with the weather. 70 degrees now, getting up to a high today of 83. Could have a thunder shower to wash some of his hair clean. That'll be good news. And here's some more lowdown. The WKLO Community Club Awards training meeting will be this morning at 10 o'clock, about 36 minutes from now, at Stouffer's Louisville Inn. And if you want to get involved with your nonprofit organization, you're welcome to be in attendance and represent your group. I want all you people to know. I gotta tell everybody I know. There ain't nothing like a woman's soul. Talk about you, Mama. You come here on WKLO with Lee Gray. I'll take you into my Ryan home.
Last weekend, my husband Jerry bought a stereo for our apartment.
Why aren't you singing, children? You're supposed to be singing. Oh, there you are. Okay. Like, for instance, they got them good things to eat. Like Dixie Chicken. Good time music, happy feeling there. That's Mr. John Sebastian, Little Dixie Chicken on WKLO with Lee Gray. That reminds me of down home. Of course, have you ever gone back home where you used to live? I did that a couple of years ago, and kind of a disappointment, you know? I mean, you get back there, and all the places you used to play, and all the things you used to do, all the people you used to see, just ain't around anymore. It's all gone. Six, 24 till 10 on WKLO.
Of all the creatures.
Garden Lifeline Yogurt. All you need is a spoon.
Ah, yes, friends. Don't forget the WKLO Community Club Awards training meeting is this morning at 10 o'clock at Stouffer's Louisville Inn. That's just 23 minutes from now. Be sure you get over there. If you're an affiliate of a nonprofit organization, you're welcome to be in attendance and represent your group. That's at 10 o'clock this morning at Stouffer's Louisville Inn.
All right, baby.
WKLO, that's Fleetwood Mac. Say you love me. 9:21, 19 minutes to 10 on WKLO with Lee Gray congratulating John Bridges. John was our direct caller when he heard our little amigo buddies say ole, and he gets himself a free case of Coca-Cola, Sprite, or Tab. And he's also eligible for that trip to Mexico. Mexico City, Taxco, and Acapulco. Flying down there on Eastern Airlines, getting $100 spending money from Coca-Cola Bottling Company, having just a great time down there in Mexico. John Bridges is now eligible for that trip to Mexico, and he's our latest winner. You could be our next winner at any moment.
Great refreshments from Canada Dry Ginger Ale, the not-too-sweet soft drink.
Speaking of not-too-sweet, I mean, this is Lee Gray on WKLO, and I don't like to talk about Gary Major's selection of girls that he goes out with. However, a few weeks ago, he took a girl out that obviously was a winner in the Charles Bronson look-alike contest. Don't think twice, it's nice. Don't think, feel. That's WKLO's Neil Diamond. Well, I call him our Neil Diamond. We're playing his song. He's not really, he doesn't belong to anybody except himself, I guess. I belong to nobody. Neil Diamond, don't think, feel. With Lee Gray for you, got 70 degrees, high around 83. Could have a thunder shower today, so watch out for it. Feeling fine. And I'm going to make you feel even finer with the music on KLO. Get yourself groovy, Mama. Ooh, yeah. I don't know about the stores that get you goomy, but the Thomas Jefferson High School class of 66 and 67 are having their joint 10-year reunion at Executive Inn West on Saturday, September 11th, David's birthday. Anyone desiring to attend who has not yet been contacted, all you have to do is call 459-5767 and have a nice reunion, y'all.
The Old Lamplighter is a Community Club Awards participant.
Well, that's it for Lee Gray for today. I'll see you in the morning. You have yourself the best day you ever had. Now you hear? Well, bye.